This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Rudraprayag district of Uttarakhand, at least 13 people were killed in an accident on the Badrinath National Highway near Raintoli when a tourist vehicle plunged into a gorge. 7 critically injured were airlifted to AIIMS Rishikesh, while another 7 are undergoing treatment at the district hospital. According to reports, there were 26 people on board the vehicle. A rescue operation was immediately conducted by the district magistrate and police superintendent, supported by SDRF fire services, district disaster management teams and water police. All bodies have been recovered. State Governor Gurmeet Singh, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have expressed deep condolences. The Chief Minister has instructed the district magistrate to conduct a comprehensive investigation into the incident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting tomorrow morning to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir and the preparedness for the Amarnath Yatra. The meeting will be attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary, senior officers from Army, Police, J&K Administration and others. Yesterday, Mr. Shah reviewed the Jammu and Kashmir security situation in a meeting with senior officers of the Ministry of Home Affairs in New Delhi. At least 8 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh today. In the gun battle, a Jawan of Special Task Force was also killed and 2 other security personnel were injured. A joint team of BSF, ITBP, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force had launched search on the basis of inputs regarding the presence of Maoists in Abujmad area, which resulted in an encounter this morning. The bodies of the killed Maoists, along with 2 rifles, 1 BGL launcher and other arms and ammunition, were recovered from the spot. The injured security personnel are reported to be stable. The search operation in the area is going on. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his visit to Italy as productive, saying it was an important G7 summit, where he presented India's perspective at the world stage. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted the discussions were held with world leaders on various subjects. He further expressed a shared commitment to create impactful solutions that benefit the global community and create a better world for future generations. During his visit, the Prime Minister attended the G7 summit and held bilaterals with several world leaders. The government will organize a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Kolkata tomorrow. The Law and Justice Ministry said the conference aims to bring out the salient features of the 3 new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam, through interactions and question and answer sessions. The 3 laws will come into effect from the 1st of next month. In the ongoing water crisis in the national capital, Delhi, BJP today held a Matki Por protest against the Delhi government outside the residence of Delhi Water Minister Atishi. The party workers of Delhi BJP and protesters alleged that people are facing water issues due to mismanagement of the government. They said the government has failed to solve the water crisis issue in the city. Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has also said it is an absolute failure of the Delhi government distribution system. Delhi Water Minister Atishi held an emergency meeting with Delhi Jal Board officials and took stock of the water crisis. Briefing the media following the meeting, Minister Atishi said the Delhi Jal Board is providing around 10 million gallons per day of water through tankers. She added that instructions have been given to officials to do a new assessment in places where extra tankers are needed and tankers are not going. In Arunachal Pradesh, newly sworn-in Chief Minister Pema Khandu-led Council of Ministers were allocated portfolios today. The 12-member State Council of Ministers has 9 new faces. Deputy Chief Minister Shauna Main has retained the position of the State's Minister for Finance, Planning and Investment and Power. Former Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly, Pasang Gurji Sona, is the new Minister for Education and Rural Works. Earlier today, Tesam Pongthi was unanimously elected as the Speaker. And with that, we end this news bulletin.